there's very often, we see it from our benchmarking, a lot of focus put on the IT side of things because that's a core infrastructure element. And it's one that has been, I think as IT has evolved over the past 20, 30 years, been the area that's most frequently disrupted. Our email isn't working. I can't get access to that file. Those sorts of things have driven this awareness of the need of the organization to manage its knowledge and assets that are contained there. That's basically almost led to a default responsibility on the CIO, the IT guys, to provide what I suppose in lots of ways we're talking about as an evolved DR plan. And that's not what business continuity is about. It's one pillar of business continuity, but it's not by any means the broadest responsibility that could be taken. And looking at some of the issues that we face, they fall very much outside of the CIO's area of responsibility. And working without that executive responsibility leads to problems for them. It's getting the buy-in. When you look at some areas, particularly things like security, we've seen this a lot lately, access to information that perhaps should have been kept private, whether or not it's tax records or investor information. That's obviously a very clear responsibility of IT, and they have a duty of care in that place. And it's interesting, again, that the preservation of information is more than just ensuring that it is available. It is also ensuring it is secure and appropriately used. Very often you'll find new devices coming to the market, coming from convergence technologies, anything from a memory stick through to the latest gadget smartphone, actually representing some degree of risk to the organization that's not been considered. And I'm afraid to say that one of the clearest warnings we're getting out of the security services is cyber attack, the threat of intellectual property theft, these sorts of things being very big topics, and again, very often being overlooked.